He's got him! That's the end of the game in the nick of time! Queensland with the first Marsh Sheffield Shield clash of the summer.
...to victory.
Now look at that. Just clipping, or more than clipping, and Kennett did to the off stump. And look at the jubilation amongst the Queensland infielders, and Swepson was flying away in celebration.
And he did that a few times too, Mitch Swepson, yesterday for Queensland, as they were able to, in the end, get on top of Tasmania. Saw them out, they did. Bowled them out for 220 in the second dig, and then won by an innings and 59 runs after setting up a massive total with 529. And Mitch Swepson was one of the champs for the Bulls yesterday, spinning them to victory. He joins us on the Breakfast Club this morning. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, buddy. Great to have you on the program. Nice way to start the season with a dramatic win.
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost the perfect performance for us. We sort of wanted to start really well this season, and I don't think you could sort of ask for much more than the performance we put out there. It's great to see our batters score some runs and obviously be able to bowl a team out on that wicket. So great start for us.
And a good start for you too, particularly yesterday. I mean, how's your shoulder this morning? You bowled 45 overs in the second dig.
Yeah, a little bit sore this morning, it's something that I've really wanted to do a lot more of, is bowl some longer spells and bowl some more overs. And I've bowled plenty of balls in the nets over the years, so I've conditioned the body pretty well. So I'm sure there'll be a little bit sore today, but I'll be fine in a couple of days' time, ready to go again.
Well, talking about that condition, Mitch, obviously everything's so different this year with the way you've been able to prepare. What has that been like in the lead up, and how did you feel out on the field? Do you feel like it's a normal season? You've been able to prepare in a similar way?
Yeah, I guess we've been pretty lucky up in Queensland. We've sort of had the luxury of training outdoors since May, really. We've had our facilities up there ready to go, and we've been lucky that our grade competition starts in early September. So we've been able to play some competitive cricket, some games in early September, and I guess that really held us in good stead. For the last week when we were out there in the middle, what didn't really feel too foreign to us because we've been playing a bit of cricket back home, so that was really good.
I keep forgetting the difference between Queensland and Melbourne.
Yeah, that's right. You guys have been a bit stiff down there, from what I hear. So yeah, it's been a bit of a different story up in Queensland.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
No, we don't want to talk about that at all.
No. Let's move on.
Hey, Mitchell, congratulations. It was great watching you do it again yesterday. You did it against Victoria, spinning Queensland to victory in dramatic circumstances, and now you've done it again. Take us through your mindset, because it seems like you want the ball in your hands in high-pressure environments.
Yeah, 100%. I think I was always brought up as a leg spinner, you know, sort of late in the game is your time to shine. That's when the captain's going to throw you the ball to win the game. And I guess in my Shield career, I haven't had a lot of opportunity to do that. But given last year at the MCG and then obviously yesterday, it was those are two times where it's really, really been thrown to me to sort of win the game for the team. And it's just, I just love bowling leg spin and trying to get guys out and trying to win the game for Queensland. It's just really excites me, and it really it's something that I want to do more of. Luckily, the two times it's been thrown to me, I've been able to get the job done. It's something that I want to do more of, and it's just so much fun being out there doing what I love and trying to win games for my state.
Yeah, and you can see that excitement. You can see you sort of thriving in that environment. How nervous was it for you yesterday? Because, you know, the wicket was okay for a spinner, but it was pretty slow, and they were fairly patient. In fact, they were very patient, Tasmania. Do you start to, not panic, but do you start to get nervous? Take us through your mindset in that last sort of hour when you're pushing hard for victory. Everyone's around the bat, but the wickets aren't coming freely.
Yeah, you definitely start to feel a little bit of the pressure. I think as soon as that last hour started, obviously you can bowl as many overs as you want in that last hour, but it goes on time once that last hour starts. So I think when that moment hit, when the clock ticked over to that last hour, I definitely started to get a bit of adrenaline running, and the nerves started to go a little bit. But I guess you always have to bring yourself back to the reason why you're there, and just to keep doing what's been working for you the whole game and your whole career. I was lucky that I've got, Uzi was good as a captain. He kept coming up to me, just kept telling me to bowl my best ball, and those reminders are really good, and it helps keep you sort of focused on the task and not get too flustered, I guess. So that was really good as well.
And he caught extremely well too. I'm just interested, yes, Mitchell, in you're right on the edge of test conversations. You're part of the squad in Sydney, and you've come out straight away for the new season and started well. Do you feel that's closer now, or you can't afford to look too far ahead in what the future might hold for you?
I've sort of always been one to not look too far ahead. I usually try and just focus on winning games for Queensland, and that sort of stuff will sort itself out. I'd definitely be lying if I said it's not something that I haven't thought about, and that I definitely want. And I feel like my bowling definitely at the moment has sort of gone somewhere where I'm a lot more confident in it. I think going back maybe 18 months, I probably wasn't as confident in my bowling, and I probably didn't feel ready for test cricket, whereas now I've got a lot of confidence about how I'm landing the ball and how it's coming out of my hand. And if given that opportunity, I definitely feel like I was ready. So, it's a good place to be in, but obviously that's sort of out of my control now. All I can do is try and win games for Queensland and see how I go.
Yeah, well, that's all you can do, I suppose. And what about Michael Neeson? We were talking about him it must have been earlier this week, with his performance, which is sort of what we would think he might be able to produce. But then that ton comes out, batting deep in the order. Which feat from him was the chest puffed out more for, the 5 or the 100?
Yeah, it's a tough one to make a call on that. I think on that wicket, taking 5 wickets in that first inning was a huge effort, and I think that really set the game up for us. But I think from a personal perspective for Ness, I think the 100's a big one for him. It's obviously his first class 100, and luckily I didn't actually know it was his first when I was out there batting. I was really, really nervous. Obviously didn't want to get out while he was in the 90s, and it wasn't until after we got off the field, after he scored the 100, that someone told me that was his first. So that would have made me an absolute mess out there. But I think the 100 there was just something that, just a little extra, because it was his first. And it was so good to see him. We started saying it was the perfect game from Ness, so it was so good to see him just perform with both the bat and the ball. He's such a good player for us and plays such a key role for our team.
Well, it's a good role. You worked well together, you two, as did the rest of the team, to put on a real clinic against South Australia. Great reward for effort with the points late in the day. Well done to you, Mitch, individually, but also collectively with the team, and a great start to the season. Get back to Queensland and get ready for the next game.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys. Thanks for that. Thanks for chatting.